Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In July, the Central African Republic, or CAR, is scheduled to hold its first local and regional elections since 1988. These elections represent a historic opportunity to lay the foundation for decentralized governance, according to the United Nations. They will also contribute to addressing the root causes of recurring conflict in CAR. Nearly 12 years ago, a predominantly Muslim group, the Salika, seized power and ousted then-President François Bozizé. The resulting conflict continues today, with most of the country caught up in the violence. In hopes of attaining peace, CAR brought in Kremlin-backed Wagner Group mercenaries to fight the insurgents, one of the first African countries to do so. CAR pays them in locally mined minerals. Nonetheless, the security situation there remains volatile, according to the UN Secretary General's most recent report. However, the key to peace is not the Wagner Group, but the UN Multidimensional Integrated Stabilization Mission in CAR, or MINUSCA, said U.S. Minister Counselor at the UN, John Kelly.
MINUSCA plays a vital role in creating conditions conducive to peace and economic development. Partnerships among MINUSCA, the CAR government, and the local population are essential to achieve the mission's priority tasks.
Unfortunately, not everyone shares these goals, said Ambassador Kelly. Kremlin-backed actors purporting to be security partners are undercutting the Central African Republic's authority and undermining peace, with the primary goal of stealing CAR resources without contributing to its development.
These Kremlin-backed actors are also undermining the stability of the Central African Republic and the self-determination of its people through these actors spreading insidious propaganda. It is unacceptable a member of this council continues to disseminate information diminishing the credibility and effectiveness of MINUSCA. Such manipulation harms the civic space and impedes democratic development.
Ambassador Kelly also noted the United States' serious concern regarding the blocking of MINUSCA fuel trucks. This must stop, he said.
Additionally, MINUSCA can only be successful when the UN's zero tolerance policy is fully implemented. We are deeply concerned by the allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse outlined in the most recent Secretary General report, and there must be accountability for these actions.
The U.S. calls on all armed actors to lay down their weapons and join the process for peace, said Ambassador Kelly. We urge the government and the political opposition to engage in open dialogue to reduce tensions in the run-up to the historical local elections in July.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.